Howdy, folks. Welcome to Lords of Order, a DC's Dr. Fate fan podcast. This is episode 146 of the show. I'm your host, Ed Moore. I will be spoiling the books I'm looking at. Teal Productions on Twitter, first place that you can find me, probably the quickest and easiest. Teal Productions and Lords of Order also have pages on Facebook. You can find me there. The Dr. Fate Fan Podcast at gmail.com is the email address, and bigtimenoise.com/Dr. Fate, the website. All-Star Comics from 1940, i.e. 1976, issue number 67. Cover dated July-August 1976. On sale April 26, 1976, according to Mike's Amazing World of Comics. This was written for us by Paul Levitz, penciled by Joe Staton, inked by Bob Layton, colored by Liz Berube. Letterist is unknown at this point. The cover from Al Milgrom and Jack Abel, colored by Tatiana Wood, and lettered, it's thought, perhaps by Joe Latrice. Now, the cover does show the Justice Society, or most of the members of the Justice Society, up against some evil-looking alien beasties here on the cover. They're green, they are wearing armor, and holding kind of futuristic-looking medieval weapons as far as maces and swords and battle axes and things like that. They're going up against Flash and Wildcat and Star-Spangled Kid here in the forefront. Kind of in the back off to the side, Power Girl is fighting the largest of these alien creatures, and in the far background, Hawkman. We open pretty much where we left. Wildcat, Star-Spangled Kid, and Power Girl are, I believe this was Alaska. I should remember this. I just talked about the issue before this just a couple minutes ago, actually. But I don't remember off the top of my head. I believe this was the Alaska group. Yeah, because the United Arab Emirates group went to South Africa to take their injured member down there. So this is up in Alaska where the oil pipelines are running along the ground, and then they just do a 90-degree turn and dive into this big pit that's here. And as Wildcat, Star-Spangled Kid, and Power Girl are arguing, some of these green beasties that we see from the cover have climbed up out of the pit and are attacking on the surface of the earth where our Justice Society members are. Wildcat, who actually really needs to be checked for CTE, he is constantly being knocked out. So every time he gets knocked out, he has to be concussed. And as we know now, particularly from athletics, that can really, over time, if it happens multiple times, cause some long-term issues. Wildcat is always getting knocked out, as he is here. That's why I bring it up. Star-Spangled Kid is shooting at them with some of his Star Rod-powered, personally controlled powers. He is emitting from his hand, not the power rod. Actually, he's not even holding it, so I don't know if he's got it tucked in his sash or tucked anywhere else for that matter. And then all of a sudden, Power Girl comes up and disrupts what he's doing. She says that she wanted to go down into the pit and investigate. Star-Spangled Kid is trying to prevent the beasties from winning. They've already taken Wildcat and drug him down into the pit because he was unconscious. So she comes up and re-hints at Star-Spangled Kid that she wants to go and investigate. So that means that everybody quit fighting, let the bad guys capture us and take us to their lair. And as they are overpowering Power Girl, she triggers that JSA signaling device that was recently given to all of the members. We cut to the Gotham Broadcasting Studio that last issue Green Lantern trashed under the control of the Psycho Pirate, as we see the police commissioner here investigating what has gone on, because this property was no longer owned by Green Lantern, Alan Scott. It went into receivership, I guess, because he didn't pay taxes on it, he said, or a mortgage payment he failed to make. One mortgage payment, and it turned over. But whoever the new owners are wanting Green Lantern held accountable for getting in here and destroying everything. Well, Bruce Wayne is here, I don't know, just checking things out. I don't know that he's necessarily overseeing what is going on, but he's just keeping abreast, I guess, personally, of all the goings-on of his police force in Gotham City. The owners come up and start razzing what is going on and how he's handling and everything. And Bruce Wayne just has another officer remove these two gentlemen so he can continue to ponder whatever he's pondering. Next scene is Bruce in his police commissioner office going over some materials that Robin had, that Dick Grayson had sent him. Cut back to, as we have now mentioned Dick Grayson, we go to South Africa, which is where Dick Grayson currently is, as he, Flash, Dr. Fate, and Hawkman are watching as they are operating on the injured Hourman. In the midst of their observation, they all receive the signal that Power Girl transmitted. Hawkman takes off, asks Dr. Fate to come with him, asks Robin to stay and keep an eye on things, and the Flash goes with them as well. So Hourman is being operated on in South Africa with Robin watching to make sure everything is on the up and up. Hawkman, Dr. Fate, and Flash are moving to where the signal that Power Girl triggered emanated from, because Power Girl, Wildcat, and Star-Spangled Kid in Alaska have been captured by these. They look like aliens, but it turns out they're some underground beasties race, which is where the next scene occurs. We're told what lies at the bottom of a bottomless pit. Well, the bottom, of course. In this case, a strange city of gleaming metal and closely guarded captives. The captives are the aforementioned Wildcat, Power Girl, and Star-Spangled Kid. They're letting the creatures talk, especially now that they can understand them. The JSA members understand what the creatures are saying, whereas when they first encountered them topside, they couldn't understand them. So something there has changed already. Now they can understand them, let them go for a little bit to try to figure out what is going on, till finally Power Girl breaks free. And in doing so, I guess she releases all three. We definitely see that her escaping releases Star-Spangled Kid, but then in the next panel, Wildcat is out fighting also. So they were chained up essentially side by side. She was in the middle, so I guess her breaking out freed the other two. So they're doing more fisticuffs here, and then the alien in charge, A-Y-R-N, Ayrn, I guess, the Overlord. He's the big dude that is on the cover fighting Power Girl. So he walks up and challenges Power Girl. Star-Spangled Kid and Wildcat rush to save her, and the big alien takes their heads, Wildcat and Star-Spangled Kid, in each hand and smashes them together into Power Girl's head in the middle, knocking everybody out. So again, Wildcat is knocked unconscious. I submit sustaining a concussion. Power Girl kind of wakes up because it just kind of stuns her in that she is essentially Superman, only in a different gender. So her Kryptonian head was used basically to knock out the other two, and she was just stunned. We see that she is still awake because the leader, Ayrn, kicks her in the face for good measure. We now go back topside where Dr. Fate, Flash, and Hawkman have arrived. You know, they're scoping out the big hole in the ground, trying to figure out what's going on. Then all of a sudden, before they do anything, Dr. Fate says, something is getting jiggy somewhere else. I need to go check it out. And he just swooshes in a big field of onks away, flies away, leaving Hawkman and Flash to go down into the hole and pursue Power Girl's emergency signal, her signal for help, while Dr. Fate is off doing who knows what. They rush down, Flash and Hawkman, and see the big beastie dude standing over top the other JSAers as though he had defeated them all, which, yeah, he kind of did, but his rest of his little minions, cronies, there helped. Cut to Dr. Fate, who has gone to Gotham because he picked up that Bruce Wayne was really, really disturbed, and I think disturbed in a manner that affects the JSA is what drew his attention. They have a little back and forth here about how several members over the past little bit of the JSA have been acting weird, the most recent being Green Lantern, as we saw here. Bruce is trying to find out what's going on with the JSAers, trying to get that information from Dr. Fate, but Fate either doesn't know and or isn't giving anything out and poofs off to continue his previous mission, which was helping Power Girl Timmons, Bruce Wayne's assistant, comes in and asks, you know, I heard some noise, sir. Is there anything I can do? And the response is, yes, issue an all-points bulletin. I want every member of the Justice Society brought in, and I don't care how. That's Bruce Wayne giving that command for the Gotham Police Department and whatever other allies they may have to bring the JSA in for questioning because of their odd behaviors lately. So now we go to the jail cells, prison cells of this underground race, where they have thrown Wildcat, Star-Spangled Kid, Power Girl, Hawkman, and Flash, the two newest prisoners, in together, and now everybody starts arguing. You had the nerve to call us for help. Just what did you think you were doing? She says, I thought I was tracking down, she being Power Girl, I thought I was tracking down the Injustice Society's motive, and I thought the JSA worked as a team. Apparently, I was wrong, so I'll just do it alone. With the Hawkman here in the back here saying, listen, little lady, this is no time to... So we're having another I Am Girl, Hear Me Roar moment, but I will say it is probably being fueled by the way that these older JSA members are treating her, the Flash and Hawkman. I mean, listen, little lady, without narrowing down to like four-letter words, I'm not sure how much more demeaning he could have been in that particular instance. So the situation, and now the situation as it is being, as she is having to deal with these older JSA members, the combination, physically the situation, and then them. She goes off and decides that she is just going to do something herself on her own, and it's going to be to punch her way out of this room that they're being held in. So she starts doing that, takes four panels before she finally has punched a hole through it and leaps through the hole out into the open, which is the bottom of this pit. Once again, she confronts Aaron, the biggest leader of the Green Beastie Society here from down below. That's their official name, the Green Beastie Society from down below. That's, yeah, I like that. Sounds like a 1950s movie or something. So it's kind of fitting. So inside the jail cell here, the men are arguing about what to do. And finally, they're just like, look, we just need to go out and help. Because I think the gist of this scene is that Wildcat and Star-Spangled Kid want to immediately go out and help. The Flash and Hawkman are basically saying she got into that situation, this immediate situation. Let her get out of it. We'll wait and see what happens. So they are acting, in my estimation, a little off as well. Because the impulse should be, just like Wildcat and Star-Spangled Kid, to go out and help Power Girl. Doesn't matter. She's a teammate. Go help her. Get answers later, right? You know, shoot first, ask questions later. That's the way it should be in this instance. So she's out here, Power Girl, fighting the Aaron, the leader beastie. Star-Spangled Kid and Wildcat come up and try to help. Wildcat is grabbed by the leader while the leader is also throwing something that runs into Star-Spangled Kid and does something to him, saps his power, knocks him out, does something, and he tumbles to the ground. As Aaron is about to lay the final put down on Wildcat, Power Girl jumps back up and jumps in the way and takes him on. By this time, Flash and Hawkman are there to help, but there's no help to do. They're basically arriving as cleanup, not really any cleanup needed. They apologize to Power Girl, and she accepts their apology and is kind of teary-eyed here. Oh, the band is back together in the last panel with the beastie leader laying at their floor, and nothing will ever pull the Justice Society apart again, says Hawkman. Yeah, what? Phew, so forced. Narrator tells us, maybe not Hawkman, but one of your old enemies is going to give it the old college try. Next issue, when the JSA becomes pawns of the Psycho Pirate. So I don't know, maybe we'll find out, if this final scene is also tampering by the Psycho Pirate. I thought that he had to have a line of sight in order for his powers to work. He was there beside Green Lantern when Green Lantern was doing all of his stuff. Flash and Hawkman, we haven't seen the Psycho Pirate in any of these scenes to show that he is the one affecting their behavior. And then they come out and say that they are going to help after all, but Star-Spangled, Wildcat, and Power Girl have finished. They apologized, And she's a Power Girl is all happy cry. She's got a tear because she thought Star Spangled Kid was hurt and he's not. Yeah, it just seems more over the top emoting. And I hope that it's the Psycho Pirate, because if the writing is like this, this is bad writing. Sorry. It just is. It doesn't work. So I think that's all of my thoughts for this episode, for this issue. Let me think a minute. Yeah, nothing else in my notes. Next time out will be All-Star Comics issue number 68. And then just a little heads up. After that, the next two episodes will be the next Justice Society of America, Justice League of America team-up from issues 147 and 148 of the Justice League of America. Getting close to finishing up the year's episodes, we will round out with All-Star Comics issue 69 to finish this year. So that's a way, way ahead to look forward to. But giving you guys the heads up about the JLA-JSA team-up from 147 and 148 is coming up in a couple months. But first, issue number 68, we'll find out more about the machinations of at least the Psycho Pirate and see if he is in league with the Injustice Society. I think all of those guys went to jail last episode, so that shouldn't be the issue. So I think it's just going to be the Psycho Pirate on his own. I'll read it, and I'll give you my thoughts next month. Talk to you guys then. Ciao.